You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now, here, this incident, unfortunately, that took place in Parashat Shemini. Again, we are reminded after the matter. So what is that supposed to mean, after? So we are informed about the incident already. Why you have to know about what is after? So now the case that took place, obviously, if you just pay close attention, let's say what these two kids do, Nadav and Avihu, what do?
They brought the Torah,
incense. Which is greater? To bring incense or to do Netilat Yadayim? Are you thinking?
Bring the incense.
Bring the retort. Very good. Which is greater? To bring incense or go to mikveh? Why? Retort. Retort is much
higher.
What is greater? And I'm just trying to wake you up. Which is greater, to bring incense or give $10,000 donation? Yes. No, $10,000. Yeah, to bring the incense. So now, Nadav Avihu, actually, they brought something that, what did they bring? Was it commanded or no, wasn't commanded?
Wasn't commanded.
So how did they know?
They did it on their own.
What do you mean on their own? How did they know they have to do such a thing?
They saw.
What did they see?
They saw the father.
No, Aharon didn't know yet. Now he found out the last Shabbat in Harimot. He didn't know. How did he know? Hazaki Baruch. Beautiful. So now Adam and Avihu, through their prophecy that they had, that means what a great sons that Aharon had, they were able to find out that this is the part of service of Mishkan. So that's what they brought. So now we see it was not accepted. So even though that the bride, the highest, the greatest, avodah, the service that they could do, but it was possible to do and it was not accepted. It's a statement by Gera, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. He said once, at the time that he received Mesilat Yesharim, the path of justice that is written by Rabbeinu Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Losato. So he said that he would travel 50 miles to walk, would walk 50 miles to go and learn Mesilat Yesharim from Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Losato. He would go through the troubles to walk. Gera, you know who Gera was? You know what the level he attained? But he said, I would travel 50 miles. How long does it take to walk 50 miles? Or to travel on that time? 50 miles?
A week.
It took a week. You know, he would travel for a week to go to Ramchal Zatzal to learn Mesilat Yesharim. And not only that, he hired Saba Mikelem. You know what hire means? Very nice, very nice. He hired Saba Mikelem. I mean, he commanded him to rebuke him, to watch him and rebuke him. But who would go near Hagira to tell him, you did this, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to sit here, you're not to learn when I'm talking to you. Who would go and tell Gera such a thing? So now he hired Saba Mikelem, a Chacham, that he would rebuke him. So now here we see a very unfortunate thing. That from this matter that took place for Aharon HaKohen, it says, Ahare Mot. Why we have such a parasha? Why we have this matter to be repeated? So now, here, as far as Aharon goes, would he ever do something like his kids that they were punished? Would you ever expect that he would do such a thing?
No.
You wouldn't. Why? Because we have many parts of the Torah, it says, Vayask and Aharon, and they explain that Aharon HaKohen, 40 years, he lit the menorah in Mishkan, and every time he lit it, exactly like the first time. How could it be such a thing? How could it be such a thing? But still, we see here, the Torah is informing us why Hashem has to say Aharemot. Because Hashem says, I know you might do exactly the same thing. So now Hashem is reminding Aharon about what happened to his children. Why? That he would be careful, would not do the same thing. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? That means Hashem is telling Aharon, I know you're going to do this. So that's why I have to repeat what will happen to these children. So you be cautious.
They're actually saying that don't ever take it on yourself to do anything or change anything unless I command.
But how could you say such a thing about Aharon HaKohen? How? I know, but he's disciplined, he's kadosh, he knows what to do or not to do, but how he would, chas v'shalom, do such a thing? So that means no matter who it is, it's expected such a surprise and such a chas v'shalom disaster. Happened to be an interesting story. No, I don't want to wake you up. No, you can't. Story about the Abba that he really enjoyed cappuccino, but lots of whipped cream on the top. So he... Anytime he would come home, they had cappuccino on his table. So happened to be one of the kids, he hears his Abba's car outside. So he runs in the kitchen, and then what does he do?
Drink cappuccino.
So he comes to the table, and he notices there is another cappuccino on the table. So what do you do?
You leave that one too.
No, he drinks one cappuccino. So what do you do? That's what you do? You leave that one there?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do?
Drink it up.
Drink which one? The one you made?
No.
Huh? What do you do? Huh? What do you
do?
Huh?
Extra, I'm going to drink it.
Which one?
The one I made.
Then you may. What do you do?
Tell the kid thank you so much. I have one already.
No, he's not up yet. He's in the parking. No, he's not up yet.
He's not up yet.
Yeah. No, no, no. He's outside. They hurt his car. So what do you do?
I would taste it to see which one tastes better and then...
No, you cannot. It's not the hers. What do you do?
I take another cup, put half of this and half of that.
Hazakumar also. So I tell you what he did, that Hasu Shalom, none of you will do such a thing. Hasu Shalom, Hasu Shalom. So what he did, he put the one that he made on the table and he took the other one away. Yeah? How about if it's a sidur? You say you go to a table, it's just sidur on the table. So what do you do now? Say you brought the sidur for somebody. And then you notice there's a sidur on the table. What do you do?
You take the one you bring, you take it back.
Oh, you don't change it?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
100%?
That's a stealing. Because the person that it brings it, you took away the mitzvah from that person.
Ah, Chassid Shalom, so you don't change the sidurim.
No, you don't change.
But the reality is that sidur case is different.
Right.
You go back, put it on the shelf. But the cappuccino, every kid wants to...
What do you mean, cappuccino? No, somebody left the sidur for somebody.
Fine,
so now you want to bring him a sidur, and then you see the sidur is out in there.
You go back to the shelf and put it back there.
Which one?
The one that you are carrying.
Yeah?
Yes.
You don't change it?
No.
You sure?
Yes, but
there's a picture, there's a video that you changed it. There's a video.
That every kid wants to tell to his father, I made a better cappuccino for you. I am the one that I made. So is it possible that the guy put his over there and take the other one away? This is the truth.
I know, but when you change it, what do you gain? When you change the sidur, what do you gain?
The gavo that I did.
Ah. I mean, that gives you such a boost because you did something for somebody? Yeah? So that's why you changed the cappuccino, changed the sidur, right? Why you do it? Why you not pleased that somebody else preceded you? Why are you not happy for somebody that somebody is sharper than you?
Jealousy.
Ah. It's very sad. Because you're only jealous when somebody precedes you, but you're not jealous that to be a better person, do something good. But here we see actually what happened, unfortunately, that even the Torah says that the intention was beqorvatam, that means they want to become close to Hashem. And he emphasizes, but the technique was pasul. Why? Because they had to respect somebody else before even to think to become close to Hashem. So that means in Judaism, it's not that how you want it, you know, get close to Hashem and how bad you want to get close to Hashem. But the point of the matter here is, which feet you step on before you become close to Hashem?
How you do it? How you become close to Hashem?
Right.
That's important.
So that means, even for the sake that to stay behind rather than to step on somebody's feet, for the intention that you have to become close to Hashem, it's better to stay behind rather than to step on somebody's feet to become close to Hashem. And even Aharon HaKohen, you see here, the Pasha says, Acharei, the terrible incident that took place. Why? Hashem says, you have to be careful also. Why? Because this is the instinct that we have, that we want to show off, want to brag. I did it. And even to the price that you deny and delete and ignore that somebody was first, somebody did it before you. And this is a very, very delicate point that we have to be very, very cautious. And Chas v'Shalom, that our good intention, Chas v'Shalom, would not cause hurt feeling for another Yehudi. And his gave is that a shame? To the karev, to Ribono Sholam in a kosher way.
Okay. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.